everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show on this fabulous King of Clubs Day. If you are not familiar with my show and this is your first time, you might want to go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and see what's going on here. This show is based on a mystic oracle that reveals that the regular deck of playing cards is actually the matrix of time. And within it, it holds the secrets and mysteries of our destinies, where we are in time, where we're going, where we've been, what we're doing, and what's happening. And I talk about that on my website. I also just put a new post on my blog about what's happening with the United States of America right now in the three-month cycle it just entered on October 3rd relative to finances, which is something I'm probably going to want to talk about unless somebody interrupts me and wants a personal reading, which you're welcome to call me and do. And it sounds like there's somebody on the phone already. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Studio City, California.
Oh, right over the hill from where I usually am.
I can't really hear you very well, unfortunately.
How is this?
Much better.
So you're in Studio City. I'm usually in Hollywood.
Ah, not too far away at all.
No. I'm in Kauai right now, though.
Oh, lucky you.
Mm-hmm. So are you familiar with the system?
I sort of am because I have some of the books, the old books. But I have a serious question. I was waiting for this year since six out of my seven cards are in the Jupiter line. But this feels like a Saturn year, not a Jupiter year.
What is your birthday?
May 10, 43.
So what age does that make you?
I just turned 65 in May.
Okay. 65. So you're reading Robert's books.
Yeah, and also, well, actually, Arnie Lane's book and also Edith Randall's book.
So you're a Taurus Nine of Diamonds.
Correct.
Let's look and see what's happening.
Sorry?
I said, let's look and see what's happening.
Oh, good.
Okay, so you... Oh, I see, because you're sitting in Uranus and Mars.
Yeah.
So a lot of your cards are in the Jupiter line, but your birth card is sitting in Uranus and Mars. So if you know anything about astrology, this is pretty erratic energy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, your Pluto card is the Five of Spades, which says there's a lot of change going on here. And probably when it happens, it's unexpected. Is that true?
My whole life's been like that. It's either been stopped or it's been unexpected.
Yeah, well,
too many delays.
The Five of Spades in Pluto is like, you know, down deep underneath everything, just sort of setting off land charges. Bombs. So the Taurus 10, 9, so Two of Clubs is your planetary ruling card. So, you know, I understand the concept of being in the Jupiter line, but Jupiter also expands everything that's going on.
Right.
So whatever the influence is, it's going to make it more pronounced.
Okay.
Right? Now, you have the Ten of Hearts behind you, so I would think that drawing on people and support would be... very beneficial for you.
Support? What kind of support?
Emotional support.
Oh, okay. I seem to have been cut off from all kinds of support. You know, I pray and go to church and do all what I think is the right thing, whatever that means.
Well, if you don't know what that means, then what do you mean by the right thing?
Well,
the bottom just fell out of that statement.
Right. What I meant was what I think is the right thing.
Right.
And it just seems this whole year it's gotten worse instead of better, and instead of, you know, getting a little bit easier, it's just gotten more and more difficult. And I don't even know what to do anymore.
What is your name?
Heather.
Heather, sorry. Heather, my question for you is there a difference between what you think and what you feel?
What I think and what I feel?
When you're saying, you know, I'm doing what I think is right,
mm-hmm.
are you doing it from a place of feeling that you want to be doing it, or are you doing it because you think it's what you should be doing?
No, because I'm a sort of emotional feeling person, so I really go with my feeling rather than my head, though I'm supposed to be astrologically so intellectual, I don't feel intellectual.
Well, you do have a strong mental governing aspect, though, in your life path.
So do you see any improvement in my finances, or if so, when?
It looks like they could be a little erratic.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And they might stabilize. They probably will stabilize when you get closer to your birthday.
Okay.
But are you blocking your creativity in any way, do you think?
Probably so, because I'm so worried about my finances that I'm...
Worry is not, you know, a good use of time or energy.
Right.
I just wrote an article on my blog about, you know, what's going on with the country. And, you know, one of the things that I pointed out there is that we can't focus on that. Because if we live in fear, then we just curl up and die.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that is really prominent in your cards for age 65 is the presence of the Queen of Spades. She's standing behind you. She's there to support you. She's a very powerful manifester. And it's through self-mastery that you are able to resonate with the energy of that card.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking serious self-mastery, like really focusing on mastery over your mind, over your mental environment, so that you become like the Buddha. And observe, you know, and why are you laughing?
I said that would be nice, and I chuckled, yeah.
Well, it is a choice.
Sure.
I don't think you're believing anything I'm saying.
No, I do, believe me. I'm just thinking, while you're talking, I was trying to figure out how we could go about doing this, so I thought I would look into it. No, I do believe what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, really, you have the card of self-mastery. You have the Ten of Hearts and the Queen of Spades sitting behind you. These are powerful cards of support. So it's rather than going through the motions, and I'm saying this with absolute love and honoring the choices that you're making in your life, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to be careful that you're not just going through the motions, that you're actually following the deepest, most subtle inner guidance that's within you. The Nine of Diamonds challenge is a false sense of entitlement. And with that false sense of entitlement comes tremendous expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And if they aren't met, then there's, you know, a battle that goes on between the Nine of Diamonds and person and life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a misuse of the Queen of Diamonds spirit card energy. Right now, the Queen of Spades, who is the Queen of Queens, is standing behind you and saying, you know, there's a crown here for you to wear, and the way you wear it is to put yourself in a position of stillness and receptivity and let go of what you think life is supposed to be giving you and mm-hmm. give yourself permission to become the queen of your kingdom from a place of gratitude.
When okay.
Gratitude is a very big deal right now. The Queen of Clubs is sitting in your house, and the wisdom of the Queen of Clubs is moving in life with intuition, with the wisdom of gratitude for what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, disgruntled whatever for what you don't have, but
right.
gratitude for what you do have, because focusing on that expands it. And so
right.
if you take all this Jupiter energy, you have the Three of Clubs in Mars, so writing and journaling and really expressing your gratitude for what you have and focusing on that 100% from a place of real gratitude.
Okay.
There are millions of people right now that have no homes.
Right, I understand.
They've been displaced by nature. If we have a home, we should be kissing the floor.
Well, true.
Because it could disappear at any second. We've seen it happen a lot lately.
Sure.
You know.
Of course.
Mother Nature has no regard for sticks and stones and things. And cement and asphalt. And, you know, how we've transformed her things.
Right.
So it's like the wisdom that's sitting in your house right now is saying that, you know, gratitude is your secret key that opens a door to your good fortune. And
okay.
when you see that everything that's happening in your life right now is a gift, I don't care what it looks like and what it is, when you can actually see that, everything will shift.
Okay.
Because that Queen of Clubs, her soul card is the Ten of Diamonds. And that Ten of Diamonds is like, it puts us as the pot at the end of the rainbow. The only
right.
way the pot fills up is when we truly, truly experience gratitude.
Okay.
There are no exceptions. So, things are a little erratic, and if you can learn to dance with that and learn from what's happening, and become more of an observer,
okay.
which is why I said become the Buddha,
right, right,
the master
good.
Of observing, then, you know, you'll be able to play in the energy with it instead of feeling like a victim.
Right. Okay.
And then following
yeah.
that will be stability.
Yes, I need stability.
Well, yes, I understand that. We all need stability. And, you know, I don't think it's a good idea to look at what's going on in the economy as a reality.
I don't, actually. You know, my economy has been like this for a year.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not looking outside of myself at what's going on. I'm looking at what's going on in my own life.
Uh-huh.
And trying to improve it in any way I know how, but it seems like whatever I've tried to do just hasn't panned out.
I'm going to look at your, well, you must not be making, going in the right direction.
Probably not. Or it wouldn't work out, I imagine.
The direction life wants you to go in could be very different. I always see those obstacles as, you know, directional flags. going,
I don't look like, I don't expect, I'm not going to turn it down if I got $1 million, but I don't strive for that. I just strive to have enough to pay my bills and then go about my spiritual life and work that I do normally. But all of a sudden, I feel like when I try to tune in, I just feel like this big curtain that I can't see through. My intuition is pretty finely tuned, so I usually have a feeling about what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel everything totally closed off, and I can't see beyond that. So I don't know what's going on. Because from a child, I've been able to sort of tune in and have a really good idea, tune in and scan my friends and family and my own life and know and help and, and so on and give advice. But with this in the last, it seems like every month that goes by in this year, it's become harder and harder to do. So I don't understand what's going on. That's really the reason I called you, because I am very grateful that I have a place to live, so on and so forth. But,
mm-hmm.
I truly am, and I pray and I believe in God and I do what I feel to me is living a good spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what has happened. I just don't get it. If I knew, I would accept it, and try and change it. But I don't know what's going on.
You have very strong cards for dreaming and going within and making any adjustments that might need to be made in your thinking, your life, your relationships. I don't know if any of that's shown up for you since your birthday. I'm looking at your birthday. But, my feeling is that, you have a long-range card that makes things a little harder than usual. The cards that I see in your yearly spread really seem to be calling you to a deeper place inside of yourself.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a word for that would be surrender.
Hard for me, but you know what? I'm going to take your advice.
Yeah. Well, you could just try it for a little bit, see if it works.
Of course. What have I got to lose? I like to try new things, actually, or different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be my suggestion.
Okay. So what's my long-range difficult card?
The Four of Spades.
Cavolo. Okay.
It just, things seem to take more effort than... it seems they should with that card.
And how long does that last? How long is
till
that
your birthday?
To my next birthday.
Yeah. But that's not the thing to focus on.
No, of course not. If I focused on that, I would give up.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe in a certain way, it would be good to give up.
Mm.
Not give up as a victim in defeat, but to give yourself up to life and say, maybe there's something I'm not getting. I'm just going to put myself here on the altar and let you take me to the next realm.
Mm-hmm.
You are sitting in Uranus and Mars. Uranus breaks up everything old and unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And you throw a little gunpowder in there with Mars, and, you can feel like you're in the middle of a war sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's going on in here? The higher side of that would just be to just keep opening your mind, and moving when you feel inspired to move, and dream when you don't.
Okay.
The Pluto Five of Spades card, that's like, whoa. That's a lot of change from deep, deep within. So let those things, just whatever they are, go before your eyes as they're leaving. Any beliefs about defeat or, feeling that life's not supporting you or whatever.
Okay.
Your card is really, it's an impersonal card. And do you do any kind of volunteer work or Like, it would be really great for you to be giving some way to children or animals right now.
I give to a lot of, sorry, a lot of children. mostly when I could financially. Take care of my own pet, not other people's pets. And I do psychic work myself. I do psychic readings, and a lot of it lately has been pro bono because people don't seem to have the funds but need help.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of that. And and if they can pay me, fine. And if they can't, that's fine too.
Do you ever actually go and be with the children or the animals?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm suggesting. There's something there that's going to create a shift for you.
Okay.
Whether it's going to play with the dogs and pet them at the animal shelter and the cats or, you know, whatever it may be, holding babies in the hospital. It's like there's some sort of shift that happens when you actually take your person into these situations.
Okay.
It'll be more important for you and them than, you know, that feels very important to me for you to do that.
Okay.
So, you know, let me know what happens with that.
I sure will. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Heather.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. So you're welcome to call in, or you can email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. If you email me directly from my website, it's going to go somewhere else, so I'm going to open that email up. If you've never listened to my show before and you don't know this oracle, this mystic oracle of the cards, you can go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and look up your birthday. The card deck, the regular deck of playing cards, was originally used as a calendar. And that was part of its use. And, you know, when I'm doing these readings, I'm not laying cards out like a fortune teller. I'm looking at 91 different charts that are composed, each one of the 52 cards. And there's a sample of that on my website. There's a sample of the life path, which reveals our destiny, on the page in titled The Cards on my site. You can hit that on the nav bar. You can also look up your birthday. We have a birthday card. We have a spirit, soul, and planetary ruling card. We have a 13-card life path. We have a spirit path. And then our cards are changing. They change with our birthday, and they change, you know, in with different cycles, increments of time. So the US of A, for those of you that don't know, is a Jack of Diamonds, the card of the entrepreneur and financial freedom and creativity. And that card is assigned to this country because of its Day of Independence, which is July 4th. So, the Jack of Diamonds on the high side is an incredibly creative financial card. All the cards have a high side and a low side and a mid-range, mundane path. I mean, there's so much. Each one is like an entire creation. On October 3rd, this Jack of Diamonds, known as the USA, went into a new three-month cycle. For those of you who are students of the cards, this is Quadrate 29. Now, in general, this spread for 29 is... it's governed by death. It's, I don't mean to laugh. I mean, but the whole year of 29, and a lot of people leave their bodies at age 29, a lot of them. And so in general, this is a year of huge death and rebirth, either physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. It's a time when there's initiation into greater awareness and transformation of some sort, and sometimes loss. So in this cycle, our Jack of Diamonds country has the Nine of Spades in Jupiter. Jupiter rules finances. And the Nine of Spades is often called the death card. And this card is a card of initiation, perhaps the most powerful card in the deck in this way. And it comes and it says, everything you've been doing no longer works, and it must end. And often there's, you know, loss, and then recreation and reinvention. The card that follows that is the Saturn card, is the Ace of Spades. And then the King of Spades in Uranus. This is like quite a lineup here for transformation. You know, for everything coming to a halt. Thomas, in my blog, and even on my card of the day last night, I sent this out because somebody sent this to me yesterday and it just inspired me to write an article. And, you know, I am no expert on the financial dealings and workings of, you know, the corporate banking system, trust me. I don't know anything about it, but I know when I smell a rat. Thomas Jefferson said this, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Now, I don't know if I have a clear perspective on what's happening right now, but it appears to me that this could be what's happening. And, you know, the cards say that we're in for a wild ride right now. And, you know, I'm not saying this, I'm not into doom and gloom, because I feel that I'm living a beautiful life of abundance. I also don't need millions of dollars to feel abundant. I actually don't need any money to feel abundant, because I understand that abundance is something else. It's the fullness and richness of the soul and of appreciation of life. That cannot be taken away by a bank or corporation or a government. Never. And the gift that we have is each other. And you know, there's a strong influence in the cards in this 3-month cycle that suggests, you know, the path that we as the people have to walk is one that is of, you know, giving to one another. In the cards, the natural order of the cards and the spread of the cards that stays, you know, that is representative of our essential blueprint, who we really are, and the journey of humanity to reach its destination, which is actually its origin. You know, it shows the evolution of humanity from suit to suit. The heart suit is the beginning, the club suit is next, the diamond suit is next, and the spade suit is last. And in that evolution, right now, it's like we are in a rhythm of chaos. There are five rhythms in the natural cycles of creation. The beginning, the birthing, which is a flowing, beautiful rhythm. And that goes into a staccato-like rhythm that interacts and is in relationship and creates and charges. And then from that rhythm, we go into chaos because everything has to restructure so it can go to the next level. And I think that we're in chaos right now in the diamond suit with finances because everything that is untrue is coming to the surface. I feel like it's a time where we have to be careful that we aren't complacent. There's so much complacency. And, you know, I think that actually one of the things that's happening is because people have lost their trust, they are taking their money out of the bank, and it's furthering this action, which I think is probably the best direction because it seems like by what the cards are saying, or at least by what I'm perceiving, okay, this is just my perception, is that the whole thing has to come to a screeching halt so it can reset. It has to reach the still point. For those of you that understand the still point in healing and resetting the rhythm in the body, it has to reach that still point. And just before that still point, there's a serious wobble that goes on, which is the chaos that we're experiencing right now. And it's just rippling through the whole global economy. Now, on one hand, to me, it all seems very superficial. And at the same time, it's very real because, you know, we've somehow been manipulated into being part of this whole money game. And in the cards, I mean, when I was writing my blog yesterday, I thought, well, you know, and I use this example, you can't change the oil in a car when the engine's running. You have to turn it off. And then you drain out the old oil, and you put in the new oil, and you turn it on. I actually have a student that I just met in my workshop in L.A. who is in the midst of creating a whole new global economy and a whole new form of global economy. And I was so, and he's, guess what, a jack of diamonds. This young man is, you know, he's manifesting the exalted, evolved expression of that card. You know, our banking corporations and the whole financial institutions that's been set up, that Thomas Jefferson, you know, could see before it happened, has been working the low side of that card. And the lowest side of that card has a very secretive nature. There's a whole realm that goes on that nobody knows about. And that's exactly what's been happening. Now, I believe that life is calling this to the carpet. Now, I was listening to George Norrie on Coast to Coast Radio last night when one of my favorite things to do when I'm on Kauai and I'm driving, you know, at night back to where I'm living. And I was listening, and some woman got on, they were having this conversation about they're breaking it all down for the New World Order. And I thought, and, you know, he engaged in that conversation and then went on to the next person, didn't say any more about it. And then I thought about this student of mine who's creating, you know, a global economy structure that is totally different. And I don't know what these people are up to. I do not trust this man, Paulson. I can't barely look at him. I don't trust what's going on at all, and I don't believe anything they're saying. And I knew as soon as there was that bailout that it would get even worse, and it showed up in the cards. That bailout happened before these cards came into play, this three-month cycle we're in. And, you know, if we are to go about this the correct way, I mean, the king of clubs and the king of spades are at the helm of change. And it feels to me like it's a time for people to take their power back. And I think that's what a lot of people are doing by taking their money out of the bank. And I certainly don't know what anybody's supposed to do. Trust me. I'm not making any suggestions because, you know, even though I'm the king of diamonds, it's like my focus in the diamond suit is really in the spiritual realm, the higher values of things. And I'm also, you know, a bit of a rebel in that, you know, and I have a tremendous trust in life. And that it will take care of me, no matter what. And I don't have any preconceived notions of what that looks like or what that means. Because I understand that being in resonance with my truest essence allows me to observe what's going on around me. And when I sit in that throne inside of myself and wear my real crown, and we all have one, then I can see that everything that's going on around me is an opportunity for me to give to whoever comes before me. That is how I perceive the high side of the diamond suit and how I perceive what abundance is. True abundance comes when we give to someone else to make their life more abundant in some way. That's at least how I perceive my learning in this oracle. And in where, in the expression that I have from my birthday in the cards, if we get into the fear, then we're just plugged into the whole, you know, wheel that's spinning into hell. But if we step back and in our hearts choose the gratitude and appreciation and extend ourselves however we can, in the most genuine ways, then we completely separate ourselves from all of that which is going on. In my world, there's no failing economy. I don't think there is an economy in my world. There is just energy, you know, and it's moving. It's all about living from our passion. I'm absolutely sure of this, that the more we live from our passion and our joy, and our spirit card reveals that expression. You know, the greater freedom we have. So if anyone wants to call in, the number is there on your screen, and you can also send me an email if you like. Checking my email right now. Here is an email. Oh, hello, Barbara. Barbara just sent me an email from Hertfordshire, England. Thank you. Okay, let's look up your birthday because you are the Ace of Spades. You are a Capricorn Ace of Spades. And let me see your age. I think is 48. If it's not, send me another email. Simple math is my greatest challenge. All right, let's look at your cards. Barbara? Oh, dear. Well, you have the Nine of Spades sitting in your house. So destiny is very much at work in your life and calling for you to really open yourself up to letting go of anything and everything that's no longer serving you. And you have tremendous support for you to do this. The King of Diamonds is behind you, suggesting that you really allow yourself to rise to the higher aspects of your own spirituality, to find the mystic within you. It's a time of dreaming. You have a tremendous destiny that's calling to you. You've got to be feeling this. And it seems like it might have something to do with children. There's a huge shift in your life. Or groups of people. I do feel children very strongly with you. I think in respect to, and you can email me again in response to what I'm saying to you if you want to. There's a change that's likely to happen with your work. And if it hasn't happened already, it will be happening. And I also want you to know that any disappointments that you feel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, any disappointments or obstacles that you run into are actually opportunities for you to let go. Life really has something bigger in mind for you than you might have for yourself. And you might feel like you're having to sacrifice and give yourself more than you really like to. There's actually a gift in that. So if you give way to it, rather than feeling like maybe you're a victim, if you give way to that, which is being, it almost feels like a demand or maybe a little too much. If you give way to that and actually step ahead of it, meaning you initiate ways that you can give more instead of maybe resisting. It'll actually break you through to the other side of this. There's some idea that wants to manifest and come into form, which is going to create a tremendous amount of change for you. And I don't know if you're thinking about moving. Across the water, but I feel something around that too, if that's been a thought that's been going on for you. Let's see here. Okay, I'm feeling this very strongly. Yeah, there's a lot going on around home and family here. You know, this year that you're in right now is very much about you getting in touch with the more subtle realms of your knowing and your being and your desires and your dreaming big time. I would give your imagination permission to sit in the driver's seat and your intuition to sit in the passenger next to it, like make your driver the pilot and your intuition the co-pilot, and then let your logic back them up and really give yourself permission to move in that way in your life and make choices. It's not an easy year, okay? It's really not an easy year. It's a year of initiation for you big time. And it's a beautiful year if you allow yourself to just give way to the transformation that's taking place. Because it's a huge initiation that's going on with you. And I don't know if you've lost someone close to you or someone in the family, but there are indications of that being a possibility as well. A lot of change in your life, change in your work. If you're not working or if you're wanting to change your work, that is going to happen. And it's going to be profound, although it may not be taking place the way you think you want it to be. So let go of how you think things are supposed to be and open your eyes wider to see what it is that life has in mind for you. Because there's a bigger idea that wants to manifest. And something's going to be very different than you perceived. So be open to that, okay? I know you're an ace of spades. That's a strong will. So, and the greatest challenge for the ace of spades is to be completely still in listening and open and receptive. And, you know, it's easy to think you're listening, and it's really, really, really important to allow yourself to open to what life is saying to you and be in that conversation first and foremost, okay? I think I have a caller. Is that true?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Jackie.
Jackie?
Yes.
Hi, Jackie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question.
Okay.
If I am trying to get a job working in television, what is holding me back? Like, what do I need to do?
In television?
Mm-hmm.
When's your birthday?
It's 2/13.
2/13?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your age?
69. I'm a 4.
You're 59?
69. I'm a 1969. I'm a 4. My number comes out to be a 4.
Well, I'm not doing your numerology. I'm looking at your cards.
Okay.
So, but what age are you saying you are? Because you're really blurry. The sound is really blurry.
You said what age am I?
Yeah.
I'm 39.
39. Okay. Sorry, I heard 59 and 69. 39 years old. And you are the Queen of Diamonds. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. That's what I'm looking at. So let's look at 39 and see what's going on for the Queen of Diamonds. And you are an Aquarius Queen of Diamonds. So you're the Five of Diamonds. And 4... Uranus, so that Five of Diamonds energy is really strong. Okay, so you have what is holding you back is a really good question. Are you creating obstacles in your communication with people? Are you clearly communicating? Because you're sitting pretty for doing this. However, in the position of work, I'm not sure you're in touch with how you're coming across to people. That's what I see.
Okay.
So what the cards are telling me relative to your work, because you're sitting in Jupiter and Neptune. Neptune rules television, and Jupiter rules good fortune. And you're in the Eight of Hearts house, which is like, you know, there's a lot of support there. In your house is the Four of Diamonds, which is a card of financial security. This happens, though, through flexibility and openness. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the Five of Clubs, which says there's some, so you have the Five, Six, and Seven of Clubs prominently placed relative to you and work right now, okay? So what this tells me is changes need to occur and want to occur and probably are occurring in your thinking. And there are some adjustments that you need to make relative to how you're communicating regarding work. And it's through your intuition rather than your thinking that you're going to be able to accomplish what you want. And so if there is a need to make an adjustment there so that you're dropping down into the deeper realms of your intuitive intelligence so that you can feel your direction. The cards are also saying that, and I'm not laying cards out here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at cycles of time. They're also saying that you need to make some adjustments in your mental environment, like let go of any negative thinking that you might have or obstacles that you might feel are present. If you're seeing obstacles, those are reflections of obstacles that are existing in your own mental environment. So that's where you have to shift those things. They're not really outside. The outside is just a mirror of what's going on the inside, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Your work is going to change completely by your next birthday. And there are tremendous opportunities coming your way. It's really, the test is you being able to change your perspective. And if that isn't resonating with you, then that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, definitely some things are changing with work, but I'm just hoping it doesn't look like right now it's going in the direction of television, but there are some things definitely changing with work, yeah. And I do agree as far as mental thinking with certain things like that I am working through, so yeah, but I'm trying to get more in the direction of where I really want to be.
Well, trying, let's remove that word from the equation. Because if you remember Yoda telling Luke to try to lift his little jet out of the swamp, it didn't work. So you want to remove that word from the equation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about you creating this reality and living in it inside of your own imagination. And I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about the fact that life outside of us reflects the life that we live inside. It absolutely does. And so perhaps there's some place inside of you that hasn't fully resonated with what it is that you want to create in television. And then there's the aspect of timing, because creation and manifestation are a co-creative relationship, right? Because timing must be respected, because it's not just you that's in the equation. It involves a lot of other people and things moving about. So the more deeply you can get into resonating and moving those things out of your mental environment that you know aren't serving you, and living in that, you know, you live in that reality inside of yourself and let it go at the same time, because it has its own time. You are sitting in a place where opportunities like that can come your way.
Okay.
So it's about being more subtle. The Queen of Diamonds is not subtle.
Okay. So
and no diamond is subtle.
So in other words, don't be as straight up. Be more, I don't know, laid back. I don't know what you say.
You need to live inside with your dream and create your reality in the inner realms of your imagination and your mind and your consciousness. And when you're doing that, if you bump into things that don't agree with you, or if you don't see happening outside of you what you want to see, then you change it inside.
Okay.
All our relationships are a reflection of our relationship with ourselves and what we believe life to be. So, you know, it's from there, because you have, you know, is there some sort of acceptance of someone or forgiveness or something that you need to be?
Well, I'm sure, definitely. There's probably some forgiveness that needs to go on. Yeah.
Okay, because that's a major influence in you, and that, you know, that energy is taking up space in your kingdom. So you're a queen. You know, you want to take care of that.
Okay.
You want to, I don't know if this is with a woman or your mother, or there's definitely some...
Well, it's definitely some things with my mother, that's for sure, and things with the environment that I was raised in. And this is, I've been trying to work through a lot of that. That's for sure.
Excuse me, the radio... man just came on and said I've gone over my time. I'm so sorry.
Oh, not a problem.
I have to get off the phone now. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Thank you. I'll see you next week. Bye.